Welcome back, you guys. Oh my gosh, this episode is so extra special because I'm taking you behind the scenes of my podcast launch party. Yes, the one that people were like, how did you do that? How did you get so many brands, the vision, the vibe, all of it? And I'm going to be sharing that with you today because I want to unlock this for you for any future events you have or launches when you just want to make them extra special. I'm going to be walking you through how I manifested all of this, how I created those aligned opportunities and attracted brand partnerships. And guess what? You can too, even if you've never done it before. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, aka The Rich Witch Next Door, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle. Hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. First, I want to walk you guys through really the vision behind this launch party, because for me, that's really where the magic starts. And it's really amazing when you can visualize how you want your party to look, to feel, how you want people to walk away, what you want them talking about, any of those things. So I really get clear on my vibe, my intention, and I really bring it together in a way that's going to feel really fun, magical, and on brand to me, to The Rich Witch Next Door, and of course to this podcast, PJs and Prosecco. I want to actually take you back to before this became the launch party. I had already booked the space to do a girls' night in. I was just going to invite some of my girlfriends, and we were just going to have a hang session. And when I decided to launch my podcast, I said, wait. This space is so incredibly perfect that it needs to be for my podcast launch, because not only is it a girls' night in, because PJs and Prosecco, think of it this way. When do we have our deepest conversations? When are we laughing the hardest, having the most fun? It's when we're in our comfies with our girls, toasting with our Prosecco or wine or NA champagne, whatever it is. And so what better place to do it than at Bangtel in their Aloha Airbnb? And my gosh, you guys, looking at the space, I mean, I did not have to do much with it. If you see the photos from the launch party, it is truly a magical, magical space. That didn't mean, though, that I was just going to have the space and we were all going to show up. I set the intention that I wanted it to feel fun. I wanted it to feel energetic, but also comfortable. I asked everyone to come in their favorite pajamas, which, funny enough, not everyone owns pajamas. I guess maybe that's not that weird. Or they sleep in like a big oversized tee. So a lot of my babes went out and bought new fun jammies, ones that reminded them of me from the espresso martini jammies, all the things. But I digress. So bringing it back to that vision I had, is how can I maximize us just hanging and having a good time to where the time will truly fly and we won't feel like we had been there the whole time and then still had enough time together. I loved that space and the vibe that it held in itself. And then when you add in my magic, you sprinkle in the different brands that I'm going to talk to you about, and there's that intention of fun and flowy, then it's off to the races. It's all about how do I get that energetic clarity and alignment to make sure that this isn't just a party, but it's an experience. Because that's what this podcast is too. This isn't just me talking to myself and sometimes bringing in guests every week. This is me actually providing an experience for you guys so that you can shift, you can transform, you can do anything that I'm doing and so much more. I know that that is why so many of you come into my orbit, is so that I can activate you to dream big, to think, how can I make this moment bigger? How can I make it exactly what I want it to be? And so much more, and not care what other people are going to think. And there's one final thing I want to talk about that vision part of it. When it comes to the vision, I just want to be really clear for a second that there's a difference between planning and manifesting with purpose. I could have said, okay, I have the space. I'm going to do PJs and Prosecco. All I'm going to do is tell the girls to come whenever, and we're just going to hang out. And maybe I had planned them to be in their jammies. Maybe I planned to have Prosecco, but I didn't do much else. The difference is I actually manifested with purpose. I set out that intention that I want this to be experienced. I want to curate some of my favorite brands for everyone to experience. And I want to bring this podcast launch party, blow their minds with it, really. And that's exactly what I did. How I activated that manifestation is I did utilize my raw method. Remember, release, align, attract from our previous episode. If you haven't caught that one yet, make sure you go back to how I manifested over $100,000 in less than 21 days. The quick synopsis is the raw method is around release what no longer serves you, align to what I desire, and attract by taking aligned action. And what's really beautiful about that when it comes to this party is that I was able to, again, do that visualization, but also release the what ifs, release the what if people care that I'm asking them to come in their PJs? What if they think that's silly? What if they are not going to show up because it's free? What if they don't show up because they don't care? There were so many thoughts I could have gone down a rabbit hole with. And instead I said, I'm going to release that. I'm releasing it because even if it is just a few of my girlfriends and me, the experience will be amazing and we will have so much fun and we'll create so much magic and we'll launch this podcast right. I made sure that I was aligning to my vision, not asking for any outside input. It was just truly my vision of how I wanted it to be, almost this pajama party where we're hanging, but at an elevated state. And by elevated, I mean fancy, because your girl's a rich witch and you know it. And lastly, it was to take that action to attract in the most magical night. And it wasn't just me. I wanted to curate this for everyone, even for you guys, so you could understand my process, how this podcast launch party even came to fruition. And for those of you that experienced it or you're seeing it on Instagram coming to life, is to see what my events are like and that you're not going to ever want to miss them if you're around. And really, if nothing else, just make sure that whenever you're creating an event or a launch party or even a program, even if it's online and you're not necessarily doing something in person, is to think about, what are those fears that I'm allowing to limit myself from doing it? What are those fears that are keeping me stuck from doing it? And go from fear of, who am I to do this, to conviction of course people want to be at this event. Of course maybe they want to pay for it. Maybe you're charging. Maybe it's, of course I want it to be elevated because I love when events are. Let go of cheap options or playing small. I did not charge for the podcast launch party. I didn't, because for me, it really felt like a moment for the closest babes in Chicago to celebrate with me that I had created this podcast that I'm so excited about and I'm so grateful for. And I had to let go, though, of the cheap option. I could have charged people, sure. But to me, that felt like then it was more event and I needed to put so much pressure then on, like, what am I doing to entertain them? And that wasn't the point of the event. It wasn't meant to be a sound bath or a meditation or a workshop. It was meant to be just celebratory. Honey is on my lap. If anyone knows this, Honey is always on my lap and she's being very vocal right now. So if you can hear her, welcome Honey to the podcast. Welcome, girlfriend. She is here. She is here giving us her little snorts. Anyways, though, my mic picks up all the things right on in front of me. So you're definitely hearing her. Now, how did I get the brand partnerships? Because I know that that's why a lot of you are listening right now is, how did I get those? I want to really give you a behind the scenes because this is not my first time working with brands, but it is my first time working with a few of them individually. I have found that with anything, actually, even outside of brand partnerships, guys, if you don't ask, it's an immediate no. And what's the worst case scenario? You go and ask brands to partner, whether it's for an event or perhaps it's goodie bags for your clients or whatever the case might be. And if you never ask them, they never even know you're interested or that they are meaningful or that they resonate with your audience. So how I first identified the brands was I listed out for myself what are products that are on the right vibe that will match my audience, of course, the women that are coming to this podcast launch, that I can showcase to them. What are those aligned brands for me? And it wasn't just, let me go get everything I can get, because that's not, also, I think that's, you know, you can get a really hodgepodgey goodie bag that way, I'm sure, but I want it to be something that's in integrity and aligned to me and my brand. These are products that I use and or they are products from mentors of my own. And that was really, really important to me. And I wanted to feature in a way that allowed the women who were at the event to get those products, utilize them, and have fun with them. Because what did I say? My intention? We're flowy. We're having fun. And honestly, this was like an adult slumber party. Although it was only 6 to 8:30, everyone got a goodie bag. Remember when we used to get goodie bags from parties when we were little? Yeah, I wanted to have goodie bags. I didn't need to, by the way. I didn't need to have a single thing at this launch party, but I wanted to because I am over the top, as we know. When I decided on the list of aligned brands, I then said, okay, time to go and see who would want to partner on this launch. And I have some amazing, amazing brands, mentors who gave everything from tarot decks, crystals, to non-alcoholic champagne, to ritual body oil. My gosh. Oh my gosh. My favorite skincare brand. That's all natural. All natural, super important to me because I'm allergic, highly allergic to formaldehyde. And also it's just important for all of us what we're putting on our bodies, we're absorbing. And so anyway, so that's a whole other podcast episode. I went and reached out to each and every one of those brands, whether I'd worked with them before or not, and I told them about what I was doing. I let them know that I was hosting this launch party for 20 to 25 women, and we were going to be experiencing them, and some would be tagging them on social. I'd be capturing them on mine, and I would also share with my audience here on the podcast. I'm going to put in the show notes all of the brands that were so generously a partner in my podcast launch so that you too can go check them out and perhaps get them for yourselves. So I provided them a value back. It wasn't just, hey, give me that product and I'm going to use it and do nothing, right? This needs to be a two-way street. But it also can be really, really empowering and easy and free marketing for them. So it's really one of those things where it doesn't have to be a long pitch. It can simply be, this is what it is. I told them about my podcast, right? A quick one or two sentence on my mission of my podcast and what the event was about, what they would get in return, and were they interested in partnering. And I only had two categories. You guys know I don't gatekeep. I only had two categories. I could not get someone or a brand that was meaningful to me. I'm sure I could have gotten someone somewhere, but that was meaningful to me to partner. The Prosecco, I got myself, which I was happy to. I already know I've got a couple brands who are like, this is amazing what you're doing. We want to partner. So maybe at my 1 year podcast party, because you know I'm going to have to do another one. Maybe then we'll have one of them being our partner. And pajamas. And that's okay because I'm not going to lie to you guys. I wore three different pajama sets during the event because I wanted to, because I could, because it was so extra, but also because I had brought in the most amazing photographer. Check the show notes for her if you're in the Chicago area. Definitely give her a follow. And if you ever need photography, she is your girl. And she is so amazing, the best hype woman. But anyways, I knew that I wanted to get a few different shots throughout the event with my guests, with some of the brands, with some things that I could use for my website or the podcast cover art, all the fun things. I actually brought three different jammies, and I probably wouldn't have been able to do that if I had a PJ partner, because I would have been just in the one. I mean, of course I could have still, they don't necessarily care, but I would have felt a little different about it, I think. I don't know though, because it didn't happen. And that's okay, because I already have one of the PJ companies that I wore. I tagged them in some of my stories, and they're already like, we're looking into getting you some jammies for the podcast. So here's the other bit of advice when you're going towards brands. And I've asked some of my other friends who have a lot of brand partnerships or sponsorships or things like that, how they do it. You guys, tag the brands that mean something to you when you're using them, when you're doing things that involve them, because that's showing them that you actually care and you're not just a random off the street saying, I like your pajamas, give them to me. I tag them because I do love their pajamas. That's not the only pair I have. And I wanted them to see how fun it can be when I'm in their jammies in my photo shoots. So tag, because then when you go and ask, you're not just asking without never having tagged them. Although I have done that and gotten brands to partner without having ever tagged them before, just to be clear. But it does help. It does help to break through the noise and the clutter. Just to recap, you can reach out. I would recommend to DM on Instagram, DM their accounts. I've had a lot of success that way. A lot of times they'll send me to email. Or if I don't hear back, but I'm really passionate and I really want that brand to be a part of it, I will also then go out and find their marketing department's email and I will email them. And always provide a value back. This needs to be a win-win. Brands aren't just sitting here throwing their product out for getting nothing back. And that can, again, be as simple as posting them to your social. Maybe you don't have a photographer there. I did. It was important for me to have that. Maybe you don't, but that's okay because you've got your phone. I know you're going to be capturing the moments, the event, and you can tag them and share those with them afterwards if you feel inclined. And also just having their mention to your audience, if you feel like it's a fit, is a huge, huge win. I pulled together three tips for how you can do the same. Tip number one, value. I just went over this. It's really important that you show that not only are you passionate about their brand and it really aligns with yours wholeheartedly, but it's also a win for them too. Tip number two, package the experience, not just the party. So these brands will now live in my podcast show notes. Whoever is listening to this, whether you're listening to it the week that it drops or years from now, you now will be exposed to some of my favorite brands and you can experience them for yourself. And tip number three is confidence. You need to believe in your event like it's already sold out. I didn't go to these brands and say, oh, I'm trying to fill 25 spots. I said, we're going to have 20 to 25 women. We've got women who are active on social. They're going to be posting. I'm going to be posting. You're going to get the reach on my pod. You're getting la, 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 all the things. I had confidence. That's my currency. You want to be a part of this event because I know how magic it's going to be. And I'm going to just really quickly just give a shout out to the brands. Oh my gosh, you guys, because this is so wild to me to think that even a year ago when I thought about doing a podcast, actually probably more than a year ago, and I wasn't sure anyone would want to listen to what I had to say, and that's clearly not the case, but I also didn't know the love I would get from some of my favorite brands and my mentors. I had Bond. Bond I use for my own hormone regulation. I have PCOS, so it's really important for me to get the right vitamin mix for that. So Bond, also Chicago female founded. We love that. Toast for the non-alcoholic champagne. You guys, Toast is so amazing, so delicious. Luna Love, my girl Kelly with her amazing, amazing ritual body oil, champagne on ice. Smells so amazing. Then we've got my mentors, Alex and Pam, who graciously partnered and sent along their Galactic Star Tarot decks. We had Osea, my very favorite brand for that all-natural skincare. We had Beautiful and Bored with the epic, epic charcuterie spread. We had ECBG Cake Studio, who made my amazing, amazing cake. Oh my gosh, you guys, go to my Instagram and check those photos. Holy guacamole. And it tasted so amazing. And we also had the most amazing, cute little pocket crystals from Luna Prosperity. Again, I'm going to drop these all in the show notes. I just wanted to give them all a very special shout out because it meant the world to me to have them all be a part of it. Now, the night was so magical because of all the women's reactions. There was just a transformation in the room, just from them walking through the front door, the excitement. Some of them had listened to the podcast by then, or at least the trailer, and just the overwhelming joy I felt. I felt so much gratitude, so much alignment, so much embodiment, and it really came from having my vision come to life. It was better than I even imagined. It was, oh, truly epic. And it just became a portal into this next level of myself. And I know it became a portal for all of those women who were there and for all of you listening to this episode. You are capable of so much. You just have to ask. And how you can do this too, I feel like I've really laid it out for you guys, but just to clarify one last time is get clear with your vision, your energetic why. Why do you want this event or experience? How do you want it to feel? What is important to it for you? And also release any fears. We don't need outside input. Don't be afraid to ask. Even those that I did not hear back from doesn't mean that it's a forever no on those brands. Like I said, I've already got some of those brands now saying, yeah, we like what we saw. We want to be a part of the next one. And invite that collaboration with confidence. Because you are creating an event, you're creating a launch. And again, this is in person. It can be online, can be whatever you want it to be. And just know that it will be successful and confidently believe that. Because what you believe becomes your reality. And don't wait for someone else to invite you to the table to have an excuse for a launch party. I just did it for my podcast. I could have done it for any number of reasons. My certification. I could have done it for just my business in general or for sound baths. I could have done it for anything I wanted to do it for. But for me, it was important that I did it for the podcast. Just know that you can build your own too. You can have your own magical event, your own magical launch. You can also call in those brand partners that are in alignment and are important to you. And I would love for you guys to come over, DM me what launches or parties you're working on and what brands you're going to be reaching out to. I always love to hear it. And I truly do believe too that we manifest in a way that when we put it out there to someone else, you telling me in the DMs, it makes it that much easier for it to come to fruition. All right, babes, until next week. That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at The Rich Witch Next Door so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.